that the middle class is going away. In other words, those vibrations that are you are becoming so amplified, and law of attraction is so emphatically responding that whatever it is that you're offering as your vibration is happening faster and faster and faster. Now, to deliberate creators like you all, this is wonderful news because the stream is moving so much more rapidly. Larger population causes it. More contrast on your planet causes it. More asking. And so the stream is moving so rapidly. When you let go of those oars and begin allowing yourself to flow with the stream, and you begin applying processes that cause you to guide yourself within your stream, life becomes so delicious to you. You begin to feel your true invincibility. You begin to feel as you felt as a child coming in terms of potential, but now you've framed up all of the details of what you want. If we ask you, any of you, and helped you with our perspective of what's in your vibrational escrow, to even begin to describe it, you couldn't. It is more bold and more broad and more detailed and more satisfying than we could even begin to describe. And so for those of you who are turning and going with the stream, you're going to have the experience of that discovery. So much wonderful commerce is already coming from your vibrational businesses. In other words, your internet, your global economies, it has become impossible for those keepers of the gates to keep the gates. In other words, the mass consciousness and the asking from mass consciousness is moving at such a powerful stream that that picture that we gave you of the mass consciousness being the ocean at large and those who seek to control it being like the small ship on the sea, it is really that sort of thing. So individual fabulous creation is so much more possible today, not only because your vibrational escrow is bigger and brighter, but because you now consciously understand your role within it, you see. Oh, this is the time of awakening. But it doesn't just mean awakening to spirit. It means awakening to spirit and allowing spirit to help you to achieve all of the physical, tactile, manifestational things that you have been wanting since you stepped forth into this time-space reality. So, economies will be bigger and bolder and brighter. And more distinction between, but more people experiencing greater wealth than you've ever experienced before. Not uncommon, the outrageous wealth. And the thing that's most interesting about that is that physical beings don't really even have an idea of what economy is anyway. In other words, go back just a few hundred years and start trading shells and beads and things, and you get a sense of what economy really is. Who gets to decide where the value is? It's the mass consciousness and its needs and desires that drives the power of economy. So economically, there will be some upheaval, but there will be major thriving as a result of it. In terms of physical wellness, people who want to will live longer and feel better in their physical bodies. It's already happening, but it will be happening at a much more powerful pace. Children are already coming forth with stronger clarity and understanding of their reason for being here, and they will be less willing to be guided and controlled and their identity trampled. And so that will cause more upheaval in all of those systems who have been seeking to control them. And there will be such a swelling of it that it will not be necessary for a rebellion of the children. It will be more an acquiescing of the mass consciousness adults, sort of like you've fallen on the marble and you have no choice but to lie there till someone picks you up. In other words, it is really reaching the critical mass where the school systems are going to have to yield to the determination of this child who demands his freedom, you see. In terms of governments, so much more upheaval in governments. And this is a good thing, not a bad thing. More awareness that it is that diversity is better than empires, that more minds contributing, more people having more experience and speaking in a common forum for the purpose of enlightenment. The bigoted will find themselves disallowing the well-being that they want.